Greetings to each one today. This is Levi Stulz who's sharing the daily inspiration with you. I trust that if you have been listening in the past few days, that you have been encouraged by the Philippians 4:8. That was the theme that I shared for this past week. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Just a bit of backdrop on this. Paul is speaking to a few of his fellow believers. Verse 3, and I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me. And he's, he's talking to a few different people, and he goes on to he's giving them instruction. Paul is giving them instruction how to care for people and how to. Verse 6, he says, "Be careful for nothing, but everything in prayer. Everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God." And then verse 7, "And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Then he goes into verse 8, the Philippians 4:8. "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true," and he goes on down the list. Yesterday I shared about a good report, and I wanted to add that also, the next one, "if there be any virtue." That really goes together. They're kind of the same. It's a virtue is a moral excellence. A person that is of good virtue is a well-liked person, not just well-liked the way the world likes people, but he's a well-respected man. And then he finishes this off. And he says, "And if there be any praise, think on these things." And he's referring to, I believe he's referring to, I know it has happened already, when someone will share a good message, people come up to him and say, "Good message, Pastor. Thank you, brother, for sharing the word. Thank you, Reverend, for such a message." And you need to be careful. When the Lord lays something on your heart and you share it with the brothers and sisters, and afterwards people will come to you and say, "Wow, that was a word from the Lord." And you need to reflect it to God. Any praise that they bring to you, you need to think of these things. You need to think of what is true and what is honest, and that's how you got that message. It was by God inspiring you to speak on this. So I'd like to just encourage each one to lift up the Lord, to worship Him and praise Him, and let us realize that it's not what these hands have done, it's what He has done for us. And so if anyone praises you for your walk with God, you need to reflect it to Christ. We need to thank the Lord for what we need to praise God. We need to thank Him for what He has done in our lives. When Isaiah came before the Lord there in chapter 6, he got I don't know if it was a vision, or I do believe it was, it starts this way, and in the year that King Uzzah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon the throne, high lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims, each had six wings, with twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto the other and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole world is filled with his glory." So when
that praise gets reflected to us, we need to just reflect it to Christ and praise Him for the word He has given us, for the inspiration He has given us. You know, there's many good preachers out there. There's many good speakers. But we need to recognize if something was shared, if something came out of our mouth that has inspired someone, it's not that we have. We need to recognize the Holy Ghost speaks through us. The Holy Ghost, if we are in Christ, if we are being guided by the Spirit, He has told us to say that. He has, it is because of Him that comes, what comes out. So I would just encourage each one of you to not, when someone tells you that they are so blessed by your life, don't reflect it towards your the clothes that you wear, or the church you go to, or the color of truck you have, or the whatever the situation is. You know, I know there's many people that in the plain religious settings where if someone gives them a comment, they're so thankful that they're in the religious setting. They're so thankful that they wear the plain clothing. They're so thankful that they. But that's not what God wants us to. He wants us to, that the praise would be reflected right off of us and go to Him. He wants to receive all the glory and honor and praise. So, Lord bless you, and thank you for allowing me to share.